This is CLWA3 Network.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
The following program is brought to you in living color on BTR.
The NAWC. For over 50 months, the revolutionary force in talk entertainment.
And now, WrestleChat.net presents the North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by
DeAndre Cole!
This morning and I got out of bed, got a big old cup of coffee to clear my head, went to a concert and down I sat, we gonna rock out with what's up with that,
what's up with that, ooh-wee, what's up with that, what's up with that,
ooh-wee,
what's up with that, what's up with that,
what's up with that.
You know, I could do an impersonation right now, but I won't for the betterment of the show.
Thank God for that.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. Now, don't be warned, this isn't a time warp. No, this isn't 2010 all over again. And if it was, God help us all. I'm Robert Q. Simon, welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. Tonight we have quite a bit to talk about, presented by WrestleChat.net. So joining us, we have tonight's panel. First of all, my co-host for this evening from Thibodaux, Louisiana, we have Carl Chenier.
Woo, 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 you know it.
5 broski points to you, well done.
Thank you.
And from Millville, New Jersey, we have Jim Williams.
So, let me see if I get this straight. The Big Show, for roughly a minute and a half, sold a baby Matchbox car, seemingly, running over his leg, and then for the final 30 seconds before they cut away to a commercial, he gargled some Listerine or something, just to make it sound like it was really bad. What up with that?
You got me, dude.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, from a big place called Texas, probably the biggest Dallas Mavericks fan here, who's probably already bought his 2010-2011 NBA championship T-shirt, Typho.
What year is this again? I don't have to make any bets about Shelton Benjamin, do I?
You already lost that bet, dude.
Ain't no stopping you now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this time I can guarantee he'll win the Ring of Honor world title shortly.
Yeah, the first Ring of Honor TV title.
Yes.
But anyways, we have a lot to talk about, guys. I don't mind telling the truth about that one. The big news this week has to deal with a big black woman by the name of Karma. Oh.
You make it sound so dirty.
Well, the NAACP is on line 4 for you, and congratulations.
Well, we're only, 5 minutes into the show and I already made one big foul up.
That's a new
RoughTed.net sponsor. Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
There you go.
Sorry, Brad.
Yeah.
It was a good run.
yeah.
All right, yeah.
Start up. No. You get a Best of Wrestlelicious DVD, Jim.
Oh.
But the story started on Monday. We had an 8-diva tag. Karma comes out. We're expecting her to set everybody down and then just pick all of them apart one by one because she's a badass. right?
Well, yeah.
But instead, get her down on one knee, whimpering like a baby and actually letting out tears.
That was a real head scratcher, I'll tell you.
Yeah, Karma the emo.
We're thinking, was she turning into Sting from 96, 97?
Correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think Sting ever shed a tear during that period.
There was a teardrop on his makeup a couple of times.
Ah, there we go.
Well, she will have about a year to hang in the rafters now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the good old faithful IWC were lambasting the Fed, saying, "They buried her! Damn you, you killed the Diva Division again!" Well, there's a medical reason behind that. We got a news report saying that she'll be gone from TV for about 9 months. Speculation said that it might have been a back injury. She might have been deported to FCW to learn safer style of wrestling.
Meaning, one hell of a wellness suspension.
Well, exactly, the closest when it comes to wellness, because it has to do with the well-being of a newborn with a new child on the way. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Karma is pregnant. So, and this is not, she's probably been pregnant for the past couple of months. She's just never shown any signs, but I mean, with her outfit, how can you see any signs?
With her physique in general, how can you see any signs? I mean, she's always been built like that, so.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And, her boyfriend who got her pregnant, don't fuck up, otherwise she will kill you.
Mm-hmm. True.
There's an old term used to go around here, Kong smash.
Yes. I guess what do we say now? Karma's a bitch?
Karma, ain't it a bitch?
That works.
Yep. So now she'll be gone for around 9 or so months, and I guess we'll be treated to a summer of trying to get her Divas title back from the Bella Twins.
Yeah.
You can look, but you can't touch. Yes.
There's one way to save that. Just scrap Eve and take her out of the picture. And in her place, Lacey Von Erich.
Oh, no!
Oh.
Don't say that. No.
Typho thinking with his head as usual.
But the question is, which one? Now.
Little of both.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Well played.
Yep.
Now, you know, what do you do if you're creative? What do you do to spice up the Divas' ranks? I know they brought AJ up from NXT obscurity, well, semi-obscurity on SmackDown tonight to, you know, freshen things up slightly. Or to give it, what was the term?
Caitlin?
No. What was the term that AJ used on NXT? Some natural dynamite or something? Or, you know.
Oh, jeez.
Geek-tastic?
Something like that.
After AJ's
anyway.
Call-up, I'm sure somewhere Johnny Curtis has shed even more tears.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. However, what's lost in all this, wouldn't it have been, make more sense to bring up somebody with charisma and personality that matches AJ, like Naomi?
That would be interesting. She has more talent. She has more potential, I think. Not that AJ doesn't, because, well, she's a lovely young lady. Hey, I am to AJ as Typho is the Lacey Von Botch. Eric, Lacey Von Erich. No, but and I'm with you. That would have made a little bit more sense. But alas, this is World Wrestling Entertainment. If it makes sense, we don't do it.
Exactly.
And if it's Impact Wrestling, whatever makes the least amount of sense, we do.
Yeah, pretty much.
So. Mm-hmm.
And I, so she'll be gone for 9 months, and that makes her return around the end of WrestleMania.
No, more like February. February into March.
Yeah, February and March, so I'm going to say that she'll return this time next year, because if it is a kid, she'll have to stay at home. And
well, yeah. So much for that Beth Phoenix Kong, I mean, Karma Dream Match. You know, wait another little while for that.
By that time, I think we're going to have a gutting of the Divas.
Yes.
Beth Phoenix probably won't even be around by the time she comes back.
Yeah. Enter more bikini models.
Yoo-hoo! Oh, speaking of that,
as
reported on WrestleChat.net, hey, shameless plug. You know, they taped it, and this is for me and Rob and Carl, who are unabashed geeks. I don't know if Typho falls in line with this. Several of the Divas, the Bellas specifically, tweeted they are going to be on an upcoming episode of The Price is Right. Now, I wonder if it'll happen like TNA, like just after the show airs, then boom, the axe falls and like half of the people featured on the show are gone. Just like TNA with the Family Feud show.
Yeah, we haven't had spring cleaning yet.
We have not.
I think that's the longest we've gone without it.
Well, spring's not over yet. It's got about 3.5 weeks to give it time.
It sure as hell don't feel like spring.
We're just really confused
here.
Over Zack Ryder. Like, we really need to fire this guy, but he's popular. We did.
That's right.
The internet
views.
Says keep his ass.
Yeah, he sells merch.
And he gets more views than superstars with his broski Scott Stanford, who deserves better.
No, he gets more views than the entire WWE fan nation, you know, WWE on YouTube.
Which is why you keep hearing the announcements that he's moving his show somewhere else. I have a feeling it's going to get buried on .com, just a stab in the dark.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you could put the Big O on TV right now, and he'd be more over than half the roster.
And we can't have that, can we?
No, we can't have anybody throwing kids off the boardwalk onto the beach. Mattel will flip their lids. What next? He'll choke somebody with a tie? Or a bandana.
Ooh.
Well, Waller already
more Super
pulled that
Cena.
Off, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And more Super Cena matches, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should have a change of gears from something
all
as
right.
happy as a pregnancy to something as bitter as a jail cell.
Woo!
Oh, okay.
Remember that High Spots, Ric Flair, brouhaha that happened over the belt and money and autographs?
Yes.
Well, apparently it was court-mediated and Ric Flair failed to comply.
What a shock.
So now he'll be going, woo, 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 in a jail cell for 90 days starting late June.
No,
probably
unless he pays him by
those
then.
90 days, he will be busted open somehow.
There you go.
Yep.
So apparently, if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have a feeling we're not going to be seeing the bleeding unless you take his pants off, which he's more than willing to do.
Oh, Jesus.
See, I wonder
how some of those his fellow inmates will deal with talking to God.
God.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, if he pays him by next month on that day, he's out. He won't be going to go to jail, right?
It is civil contempt, so who knows? It might just be a shortened sentence.
We're giving him the goddamn building. Be done with it already.
When in doubt,
you offer up the $15 a week he makes from TNA and see if that'll entice him.
I'm surprised he hasn't used the Jay Lethal defense, like have Jay Lethal call up, you know, using his voice. Why are you trying to tell the Nature Boy what to do? Whoa!
Because Jay Lethal no longer works for TNA?
Well, no, I know he doesn't, but still doesn't mean he could, you know, do the Nature Boy a favor. Woo!
Give me my coffee.
Shine my Rolex.
And while you're at it, stitch up my $100,000 suit that I just ripped off. Woo! Oh, who am I kidding? It's a $35 suit from Kmart. And it's
yes, and his shoes are from Payless.
Oh.
And the $3.99 pack of undershirts from Target.
Yes.
And his $15 pants from Walmart.
No, no, no. The undershirts are from the Army Navy Bonanza store. So there you go.
Banana boat.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, the whole Ric Flair thing's a... Oh, wow. The Flair thing's a sad, sad story. It's just a sad, continuing meltdown for this guy. I mean, you know, multiple marriages, money, you know, going like wine, flowing like wine, and I don't know. It's
having
sad.
David Flair as a son.
That too. Oh, God.
You know, having a drug-addled idiot as another son.
Reed, yeah, it's no better.
Reed. Well, speaking of Reed, there was an interesting tidbit this week.
Yes.
According to a source, Reed Flair is holding out for a WWE contract.
Oh, dear God.
Didn't sign
and I know
TNA.
The day he'll get it. I have to hear the exact date on when he'll get that contract.
Oh.
Get ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Uh-oh.
February 29th, 2013.
February 29th, 2013. Well played, sir. Well
there you played. Go.
Thank you.
Took me a second. There you go. Tip the veal, try the wait.
Leap year, yes.
Oh, wow.
Which
although
2013,
it wasn't leap year.
Yeah, it's a,
there you go.
You know, sometimes Sasquatch processes things a little differently than all of us, and I faltered
into... Vaguely beer, I said, you idiot.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. Digressing.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to take a sip of Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew is good for you.
No product placement there. The one big story we didn't really get to on the show last week, obviously, with the Randy Savage tribute, is Ring of Honor being bought by Sinclair Broadcasting late last week, thus putting Ring of Honor in what ultimately is small-scale syndication. They'll be airing on any of the stations that are owned by Sinclair Broadcasting, which is primarily medium markets throughout the United States, you know. Midwest, South, that kind of thing.
Columbus has
20 markets,
Louisville.
I think.
Yeah. Something like that. And I read this and I'm reminded of another prior failure from Sinclair Broadcasting. They once, 7-8 years ago, tried something called News Central, where they tried to, you know, outsource to all their stations their Fed newscast from their hub in Maryland. It bombed after about a year or two. Most of the stations lost any profits and, you know, ended up taking a negative. And those stations that had newscasts either outsourced them to somebody else or just dropped them all together in favor of reruns of whatever. This worries me because it's like Comcast taking over NBC in many respects. I mean, Comcast doesn't know a damn thing about programming. They have networks of their own. Look at Versus. Three-fourths of their programming day is redneck deer hunting and paid programming. Yeah, that's really good programming. So how are they going to program a major broadcast network? same thing with Sinclair. How are they going to handle Ring of Honor? This, they're trying to spin it as a positive thing. I don't think it's going to work.
I think it's got a shot. It's a long shot, but I think it's got a shot.
I want to try to find a different group. Maybe one more well-known.
I didn't realize the villain from Ready to Rumble was looking to buy a wrestling company.
They want to bring back the triple tier cage, don't they?
I was talking more on the lines of like Tribune, Media General, whatever they call it down there.
Yeah, well, you know, with Tribune, you get the Superstation WGN by default. You know, in a perfect world. What I'm getting at is broadcasting companies, you know, inherently, when they go outside the realm from what they do and do best, often fail. I mean, mm-hmm. you can make a case when AOL Time Warner really got into it in WCW towards what would be the ultimate end of WCW, how, you know, the competing interests, they didn't want to put any support into the product, so they just let it die a very abrupt and painful death under the tutelage of one Vincent Russo. It's, mm-hmm. I mean, I hope for the best. I really, really hope for the best. I just don't see it working out. So
this begs the question. Sorry to interrupt, Jimbo.
No problem.
What would become of Ring of Honor after, say, like a year of this? Do you see it being sold back to the people who owned the Ring of Honor before, like Cardi Silk and that sort of people? Or do you see it just dead and buried?
I can't see it dead and buried in a year. I think they're going to commit to it for a couple of years. I don't know. They're going to look, obviously they're going to look to sell it eventually. Hopefully for something bigger and better, hopefully for them, because it'd be really nice to have a third wheel in the ointment here, a third fly in the ointment, compared to Impact Wrestling, which, let's not kid ourselves, you can, what's the famous political line? You can put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig. Yes, I just went there.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. You can call it Jimmy Jack Joe's Pro Wrestling, and if it still looks like TNA, it's still TNA. And WWE, it's the 800-pound gorilla, so they're not going to change anything. And Ring of Honor has a lot of talent. They do it right. It's just they don't have the proper exposure, and they can't live off of internet pay-per-views alone. They need national exposure. And this is a step towards it, but it may be one step forward, two steps back.
Agreed.
Are you guys thinking that maybe this is bought to help promote the shows in areas that they don't really go to that are Sinclair markets? I mean, if I remember correctly, they don't really go to Texas that much.
Well, it's not unlike when ECW, you know, hooked up via syndication and what have you, and then eventually with Spike to go to places they never went when they started getting pay-per-views as well. It's along those same lines, and yes, the exposure is good initially, but you've got to maintain it, and that's going to cost money. Yeah, you got a broadcaster who, at least up front, is going to back you, but how long will they stay and back you if you don't get the net result they're looking for?
Yeah, Ring of Honor has never been to Texas outside of WrestleMania 25 weekend, where they're at every year anyway. And while ECW, once they got their TNN deal, they'd never been here. Post-TNN deal, they did two Dallas shows before they went under.
Hmm.
That's weird. They never went to Texas.
Hmm.
They came over here.
Their guys went to the Terry Funk Retirement Show in 99.
They came down here a couple times post TNN deal.
Yeah, yeah, TNN, I said Spike, yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going back in time, of course.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. The Wii FK Network, yes.
Hell, mm-hmm. We never got ECW up here. Actually, nobody even goes to Washington.
Is that to do with, like, the standards and you know, of the state athletic commission or anything, or?
Oh, yeah, they're hard asses.
Figured. Hence the same reason for years and years they wouldn't go to Oregon either, I'm sure, until only the last maybe 4 or 5 years they really started coming back to Oregon, the big feds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That pretty much wraps. So here's what I think is going to happen. They'll bolster up their... The syndicated show is going to be an outlet for the Sinclair networks to have programming, which they'll use.
Of course.
Yeah.
It will raise the notoriety of Ring of Honor. I think more people will go to their shows. Will it be an immediate profit gather? No.
No.
In a couple of years, will it be? Yes. It just takes time.
So you can give it some time, huh?
I will give it some time.
I mean, I don't believe me. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it works out, but I just have a feeling they're not going to sit on it.
Thank you, Jim Fonz. Yep.
Yep.
Do you think it gets more time than ECW got with TNN?
Which is about a year. So yeah, they'll get more than a year. I think they'll get 2 to 3 years.
They have to. They have to. That's why ECW died. They pretty much got screwed out of the... They were looking one step out the door as soon as they came in, pretty much.
Yeah, now during this, you mentioned the letters WCW, Jimbo.
Uh-huh.
Later on in the program, I guess we can talk about something that you did last night.
Oh, yes. Yes. I got torture rack, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting, yeah.
Jim Williams, who's about as big as Roadblock.
Now, wait just a damn minute.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, and you're Fit Finley, okay? Yeah, sure.
Excuse me, Solomon, that deserves this.
That's right, get him, Sparky.
Hey. He doesn't burninate me. Have a treat.
Oh, don't feed his ego.
That's right. Only took 27 minutes for sound effects on tonight's show. Yeah.
I think that's let me guess. I open up this pathetic thing right here.
No, you don't have to open it up. Remember, it's an iPad.
Oh, so I just hit that.
It's time to pay some bills, I believe.
The mic.
Yeah. Hear ye, hear ye. Although this is new for you, Robert Keith Seidelman, you are still abided by the new laws of the land. Signed, the anonymous Raw General Manager.
I want to talk to the anonymous Superstars GM. He sounds like good peeps.
Yeah, he is good peeps. I met him. He's really good peeps.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
The anonymous Raw GM can kiss my ass.
Indeed.
On that note, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of the North American Wrestling Connection presented by WrestleChat.net right after station identification. Don't go anywhere.
I am indeed ready for such an occasion.
It's helpful. You will be living like a king. I guarantee it.
It's intelligent.
I just assume that birth control was treated the same way they handled everything else back then. With leeches.
It's just plain weird.
Schmuckers, how sweet it is inside those armpits, I tell you.
It's the CLW 83 night shift.
The answer to the question that America wants to know. Am I wearing pants? And I believe Carl has somebody for us. Who do you got, Carl? Got nothing, just like always. Okay.
You prick.
So we're going to go ahead and see if we could bring in a caller. And
yes,
let's see if he's run off somewhere.
What was that?
The CLW 83 Night Shift. New shows Saturday, June 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Same time, same place, same horrible jokes.
Only on the CLW 83 Network.
WrestleChat.net and the North American Wrestling Connection remember the life and career of Macho Man Randy Savage.
This is Irish shit. Fuck you. Make you humble. Listen to CLW 83 Network. Or I put you in the camel clutch. Fuck you, Hulk Hogan. Fuck you. This fucking bullshit. Don't fuck with Hulk Hogan. Fuck with CLW 83 Network on blogtalkradio.com.
This is Nikki Heyman of the North American Wrestling Connection, and you're listening to the CLW 83 Network.
Baby oil!
And the Raw General Manager is actually... Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God. I can't say that guy's name. Welcome back to the North American Wrestling Connection, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because it's somebody you really don't want back.
Oh.
Okay. And while we've been away,
ooh.
Hello, Mr. Banker.
We have a fourth party, Rob. May I open the line, please?
Yes, you may. Hello, brave soul.
Fellas, 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 it is nice to join you guys tonight.
Oh.
Oh, is right.
Oh, no. Is this the trouble I believe it to be?
You know, you are very, very... I believe you're onto something here.
Yes,
no,
could
but
this
I,
be...
I haven't had the opportunity to call in, but, you know, it's a holiday weekend, no work tomorrow. I'm up late after bowling a fantastic series, and I thought, what better way to wind down my night than to call in and speak with you guys?
Franklin Daniel from WrestleChat.net joining the program tonight. Good evening, Brett.
How are you?
Good evening, sir.
I'm going to build up your appearance here tonight. Make it like you're a big celebrity, which, well, you're more of one than I am, so you got that going for you.
You know, I don't want to make much of your time because I am very tired. I do want to go to sleep. But what I did want to call for specifically was... I wanted to gauge each of your interests in the massive release that we will be seeing within the next few months of one backdoor into China.
Oh! No. Now we know you use that kind of stuff as inspirational video for you. No, I'm kidding. Just the concept of that just makes me vomit inside myself.
I didn't even want to go in the front door.
Yeah.
There you go.
Lord knows. I fear looking at the side door, too. Oh. Just
can it be any worse than one night in China? I mean, I'm sure we all saw at least a bitter piece of one night in China. This can't be any worse. It can't.
Well,
I have never watched any piece of One Night in China.
Neither have I, actually. Honestly,
neither.
Okay. And you guys have all made me just look like a big pervert. I hope my wife.
I have as well. So it's burned into my brain.
Okay, there you go, Typho.
Typho actually has the 2-disc special edition DVD with bonus features.
Oh wow!
That can be taken a few different ways. None of which I want to go because I like WrestleChat.net. And
so do I.
I think it's best that we don't discuss those bonus features either.
No, please, thank you.
Thanks,
Jim, I
got
to take
the
time
there.
To thank you for your great work last night. I got a chance to tune in, and I heard you toss a few questions to Lex Luger, and you did a terrific job. So,
Thank you very much. It was an honor and a pleasure and a privilege to help you guys out and to get some insights on the late great Randy Savage from one guy who was a confidant of his in the wrestling circles, for better or for worse, for the better part of 15, 20 years.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Have you all caught the newest episode of The True Long Island Story?
Oh, God, yes.
Uh-huh.
Are any of you guys big fans of the Wu-Tang Clan?
Oh.
No, but I have booked my flight to Bro-Hio in the next couple of months.
From what my sources tell me, the missus has asked me to ask you if you're looking for Brogaine, Brett. Any need for that?
You know, that is something she would say, because she makes fun of me for that on a daily basis.
Oh, she really does. I'm
definitely going bald.
Well, so am
it's
I.
Not
so,
true.
So, no, Alex.
Nah,
but the Brogaine gets
you. You still had a nice amount of hair going on. So.
Well, my head's too fat to really show. So there you go. It's all good. shut up. Anyway,
soundbite.
No, but Brett, while we have you here for a minute or two, or however long, just want to ask you. You know, you've been working with WrestleChat. It's your baby. How long have you been doing this site now for?
We launched last year on May 31st, so we are coming up on our 1 year birthday.
There you go.
Wow.
We actually finished our first full month last year of June. We finished the entire month with 938 hits. That was our traffic for the entire month of June last year.
Well done.
And we are now coming off our we've already crushed our monthly number. And I didn't think we were going to come close to the number that we hit in April with WrestleMania.
Right.
But we have already crushed our number, and the month's not even over yet. We are going to end up finishing with between 90 and 95,000 hits this month on the website. It really has grown tremendously, very, very quickly, and it's all thanks to the hard work and the supporters that we have, and especially, you know, you guys, new partners of ours, but people that have always been around since the beginning, and we can't thank you, Jim, and you, Carl, enough, and the rest of the crew here for the work that you guys put in.
And we'll toss those things out to Nikki as well. Yep. And, of course, you guys, we're not the only podcast associated with you guys. I'll let you plug the others because, quite frankly, Eric Argiulo's good peeps, and so is Jeff Peck.
They're very good guys. They are great guys, and they do the Still Real to Us show. They are, I believe they're in the 60s somewhere as far as episodes go. They do a very, very good job. Eric Argiulo, for any listeners that may not be familiar with him, he is a former ring announcer and play-by-play guy for ECW, Ring of Honor, and CZW Wrestling. And he brings a very credible, you know, wealth of knowledge to the show. And Jeff Peck, he spent his life in the radio in the industry, and he has a really tremendous background. He does a great job. You know, the guys know wrestling through and through. And they do a really, really good job, I think, of just breaking everything down. And it's that show too has grown very, very popular. And great show. Thursday night is when it gets uploaded onto WrestleChat.net. Thursday night.
Which is all well and good, because we don't do anything Thursday nights here at CLW83. We just twiddle our thumbs on Thursdays. That's what we do. All righty. How long are you going to be able to hang around? Are you going
to hang around as long as you guys would like me to.
Well, if you want to stay for the rest of the show, because I know Rob has a few more topics than we need to get to, so I'll turn the floor over to our sub-host, Mr. Seidelman. Sorry about that,
Rob. How much longer do we have?
We only have about 2 minutes left in the show anyway.
Sorry.
So no, I'm kidding.
Let's
I'm
go.
Kidding. We still got plenty of time left.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
On that note, what we need to talk about is, we talked about Ring of Honor. We talked about Flair.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Karma.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about, God, if my internet were working, I'd have a better idea what we'd talk about. Oh, Over the Limit, we had a pay-per-view. And if you didn't watch it, trust us, you didn't miss anything.
Nothing you haven't seen before.
No, nope.
Well. Cena, odds, overcome, you know. Same old song rip and off, dance.
Yeah, rip off of the Royal Rumble 99 Undertaker, Mankind, I mean, Mankind, The Rock finish. But here's the thing with Washington. Here's another reason why they're not coming back. The crowd was dead.
Yeah, they were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when have you guys known Washington to be a hotbed for anything wrestling?
Let alone anything sports.
It definitely did the WCW invasion no favors.
Yeah, really.
They pretty much killed any thoughts of giving it its own show dead after they booed every WCW segment out of the building, including the epic Booker T. Buff Bagwell main event.
All it was missing was Judy Bagwell cameoing. Oh, God.
It's just that we don't care. There are fans here, yes, but more than ever, we just don't give a rat's ass about WWE.
But Washington's a lot like Canada. I mean, Canada, it's bizarro land. So.
No, you mean, Canada.
It doesn't help
that
they were in an arena that seats 18,000 and they sold 6,500 tickets.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Well, is that true? 6,500 tickets sold?
6,500 was the paid attendance for that show. That just came out 2 days ago.
Oof.
4,000 of those were Daniel Bryan's friends and family.
And they didn't even get to see him on the actual show. He was pre-card. Oh, God. Dark match.
No, he wasn't even booked.
How?
Him and Dennis Stamp were in the back playing cards.
I was actually very high on this on Over the Limit. I thought it was a very solid pay-per-view, except for the main event. At the main event,
oh, God,
I was actually tweeting as the event went on. And it was the main event that I felt took away from the rest of the show. Up until that point, I thought it was a really solid show. Orton and Christian was probably match of the year when it comes to WWE. I thought the Sin Cara match was very good as well. I really thought from top to bottom the show was pretty good. Even Cole and Lawler kind of surprised me a bit. I was worried we were going to get a match that was just, you know, really, they were going to drag it out again and it was going to be miserable and we were going to see Cole on the offensive, and we didn't even get that. I thought it was short and to the point, it was effective, and it ended the feud. And I think that's what most people wanted to see anyway. I actually liked the show, except for the main event, which I thought was terrible.
Terrible.
I just couldn't get into the show whatsoever at all.
I lean towards Brett's point of view. I mean, the main event was beyond stupid. So let me get this straight. You're going to have a guy, and The Miz, it's one of those classic cases of Cena wins the belt, Miz wins the segment. Because he was awesome on the mic during his, okay, John, I have a leather belt. I am going to whip you with it. Just
whip,
say
whip,
I quit. No. Because as we all know, Cena only sells merchandise. He will never sell getting whipped or thrown off into a light. Kids want it.
Isn't that the truth? And that's what made me hate the match more than anything. The amount of just the beating he took, it was so pathetic to see him pretty much no-sell everything. You know, to just come back in his Super Cena mode. You know, we hear that word all the time. And to finish the match like it was nothing. It was pathetic.
Yeah. And what
worst,
did he do to beat...
The worst part was just sitting there watching Miz and Alex Riley just beat down Cena for like 20 minutes, and never one second went by that there was any doubt in my mind what the ending was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have pulled a gun on him or something. I'd be like, yeah, he'll no-sell it probably.
They could have given him the Big Show treatment, run him over with a Porsche. Still would have. Still would have, you know. He's Super Cena. He'll crawl. He'll magically gain. They could have made him paralyzed, and he would have come out of the wheelchair. Get the preachers on standby.
What happened to Miracle of our president? Super Cena can walk.
At least he didn't hit him with the folding chair.
Oh, God.
Hi,
no,
Brian.
He did hit him with the folding chair.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did, didn't he? Yeah. Hit him again!
Yeah.
He did hit him again.
For those of you know, that's an inside CLWA3 reference.
Yes, just ask
Brian.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, the main event killed the show. I mean, you know, most of the other matches were very entertaining. It's just the main event, even though we kind of... I mean, let me rephrase that. The final 3 minutes of the main event. Because the match itself, seeing The Miz beat the crap out of Cena, of course that's always fun to watch. And,
oh, yeah.
And it makes it entertaining as hell. It's just... First of all, the cell phone that looks like it was circa 1999 that dropped on the floor on the outside. What the hell?
All right, let's go step by step on what happened in the ending. Miz is in the middle of the ring. Alex Riley props up John Cena on the outside. He's got him propped up by both hands. One of them we could plainly see has a microphone in it. Then we hear John Cena say, "I quit, I quit, I quit." They drop Cena, drop the microphone, and something else drops. Miz and Alex Riley celebrate with the belt.
Bromance.
The ref wakes up. He sees the phone. He sees a phone. So an employee that goes, "I quit, I quit, I quit." Alex Riley and Miz had this plan that they were going to rehash the 1999 Royal Rumble finish. The ref decides, not happening. He didn't actually say it. Match restarts. Cena was just like, okay, time to beat some ass. So he throws Alex Riley to the announce table. He chases the Miz up the ramp, puts him in the STF. And he says, "I quit, I quit, I quit," within 2 seconds.
Yes, Cena was running around chasing him after a 25-minute beatdown.
Anything can happen in the WWE. I don't know. I got to beg a question moving away from the pay-per-view. It's a question that's been dally-hooed about since Monday night. I'll pose it a Brett point blank. We're going back to, you know, Savage and everything here. The tribute gun on Monday Night Raw, the package they showed, was that enough for you? Or should they have gone a different route with how they were going to pay tribute to Randy's passing?
For me, it was enough. But I would have liked to have seen more. What I would have liked to have seen was the show starts with your roster on the ramp. Maybe that entire video segment plays. You know, the segment gets done. Obviously, your fans are full of, you know, tears and cheering, "Savage, Savage, Savage." You do your 10 bell salute. You fade out. You come back from commercial. You hit the Raw theme and you go on with your show like it is. Now, maybe they didn't do that because they didn't want, you know, to lead off on the really somber note, and maybe that, you know, for whatever reason, that could set the tone for the show. So maybe that's why they saved it for the end. But I was okay with the tribute. I thought the video was fantastic.
Yep.
You know, I think it was good. I liked it.
It was replayed tonight on SmackDown.
Yeah. Which I slept through half of it. And the sad part is, I actually, Daniel Bryan came to the ring, and I was like, I wish I wasn't making that up. I actually fell asleep when he came down.
Oh, so you did your best Michael Cole impression. That's good.
No, if I was doing my best Michael Cole impression, it'd be this.
Barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce. Okay. Well, yeah, I know, but yeah, still. There you go. I know Brett's upset to see that heel Michael Cole's going away.
I know you're depressed about
that. No, you know what? I was a big Michael Cole fan for a while.
You're a coal miner. You're a coal miner.
I was, but I'm man enough to say that I have, I've grown apart from Michael Cole. This is at least 2 months in now where he really got to that point where he was so boring and it was the same promo every week and his digs at Lawler and other faces on Raw was really overtaking the show and the product, and it got really, really annoying. And, so I'm glad to see the end of that. But I don't like what happened on Raw Monday with, he comes out and pretty much, oh, sorry, okay, now, a year worth of bickering on the microphone is all of a sudden just done, and now we're going to, be buddies every Monday night on Raw again. I thought
more
that was
than a year, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it was very, very weak, I thought, this Monday, how he just apologized and it was done. I really thought the end of this feud was going to see Jim Ross back calling Raw. I really did, but I think that now that we haven't seen it, we're never going to see it full time. I think that ship has failed.
Well, I don't think his health's going to allow it. I mean, yeah, he's in good shape now, but, he's one of those people. I mean, Bell's palsy is one of those things where you could be like George Clooney and have it once and recover completely, or you'll persistently have it the rest of your life, and JR has it persistently the rest of his life, sadly. And I think he's more into outside interests like the barbecue thing and other things where he can't commit to a full schedule anymore, which is understandable and sad, but hey. So
it happens.
At the very least, they could have had thrown in the stipulation in the Cole Alder match where, say, Cole loses, he's banished to only doing SmackDown now and just let Josh Matthews and King do Raw and leave Cole over on SmackDown. And there's no need for Cole to be on both shows.
Yeah, and Josh does a good job representing Seattle City up in here. He's solid.
I mean, just go to Josh Lawler on Raw and do Cole Booker on SmackDown. Let Cole stop doing both and let Josh stop doing both.
Can't we just get rid of Booker T altogether?
And we'll have him start saying Batista is down,
Actually, I put Scott Stanford on Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah, Stanford Army, baby, all the way.
Mm-hmm.
I need to think of it. Let's put Stanford in Lawler's place. I'm sick of hearing Lawler.
Well, I don't think Lawler's going to be around much longer, at least to announce. I just don't see him staying much longer just because, first of all, the guy can barely keep his voice together anymore the last couple of weeks. And second of all, he just doesn't seem as enthused about the product unless it's Kelly. And, of course, that's because Kelly's the youngest thing on there. So there you go.
His contract is up next year in May. So
yeah, he's often been, talking about pursuing various interests back in Memphis. I could see him going that route again. It's conceivable.
The USWA doesn't exist anymore, so he can't go win 435 world titles.
Q Lance Russell going orgasmically excited over Jerry Lawler win, yes. Oh, God. No,
that's
no, but I mean,
Paul's a strap.
Jerry the King Lawler, 14-32 in the match in the winner. Oh, God bless him. He did run for mayor a few years back. Lord knows he could probably try to do it again because he's Jerry Bleeping Lawler. I just don't see him staying with the product, when it comes time for him to renegotiate, and hence you're seeing the likes of, Booker T coming in, trying to learn the ropes of being a color analyst, rather unsuccessfully, if you ask me. But,
what the hell?
Oh, man, it's bad right here, man.
Kind of makes you wish we still had Stevie Ray.
I wouldn't go that far.
Kaseka's got to know.
Somebody's got to tell all these yaks.
Sack-ass fruit booty.
Actually, just for 1 week, I'd like to have SmackDown commentated by Booker T and Stevie Ray.
just to get out of your system, right? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Look what this sucker's doing here.
It'd be the greatest SmackDown ever
in the history
maybe,
of our...
Maybe the next week, alternate in Hoovy.
Oh, gee.
Now, is it just me, or does Hoovitude look like Tommy Wiseau right now?
Oh, man. Ow. Oh, no.
Booker T on commentary is kind of making me yearn for Don West.
Oh, no.
It comes out of nowhere.
In a phone shop! No, that was actually a crossbody. Good try, Don.
How about Lance Hoyt's backwards moonsault? As opposed to the forwards moonsault.
Yes. Well,
it's backwards because it's Lance Hoyt doing it.
Honestly, and besides, Don West is not like John Cena. All he sells is merch. So.
Be perfect.
I will say that heel Don West was one of the better things ever in TNA. Especially that first promo he did on Mike Tenay at the announce booth.
Yeah, that was
the hotel bar.
Speaking of Impact, I got to beg the question, did anybody watch it here among us assembled?
I caught bits and pieces of it.
They have a new
TV champion.
Oh.
Eric Young.
Ah, okay. Did they do anything did they mention anything about Savage? I know the show's in the can weeks in advance, but did they do anything about it, or?
No, it was shot miles before Savage's death.
Well, I know that. In post-production, they could have, done something, conceivably.
It's kind of hard, because Savage only came there once.
They didn't work in any of the 2 bits of footage they have of him.
That's true.
Him pointing at Jeff Jarrett from the stage and him standing on the ring apron looking disinterested with Jeff Hardy and AJ Styles.
But then again, if you're stuck near Jeff Hardy, you'd be disinterested too. let's just keep it real now. And you'd be wondering if you're going to be accessory to a crime. That's really what you're fearing.
Right.
Next to Jeff Hardy for too long.
Which is Matt Hardy, Shane Helms, watch your asses.
What about that?
Mm-hmm.
Look up for that indeed.
Yes.
Clock on the wall.
We have a wall? Shit. How about that?
How about them apples?
Indeed.
Yeah. No, I just have a clock on the wall, that's all.
Okay, good.
Okay.
It's telling me that we have about a minute and a half left. Am I right about that, benevolent webmaster Carl Chenier?
Yes, sir. Alive. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's time to wrap this bad boy up. So let's go around with a round of plugs. Carl, what would you like to plug?
I'm going to plug the next CLWE3 program. Tomorrow night, the BS Big Show returns for a special one-hour edition. Tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Then we're going to record the Jersey Connection after.
For that. Jimbo.
If you go to blogtalkradio.com and you search for, the Fantasy Sports Podcast, something like that, you'll find my interview with Lex Luger, which Carl mentioned and Brett mentioned. We'll try to also get it up on the NAWC Facebook page, among other places. Just asked him 3 simple questions, and we had a good 5-minute, give or take. It was very insightful stuff, and it was a pleasure to help out Brett and the gang.
Great stuff. Listen to it, by the way.
Yeah, Nikki Nemo's on the show, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she marks it like hell. She's one of the few people in the world who's actually still a Lex Luger fan.
Yes.
Typo.
I'll go a different route with mine. I won't plug my show. But I will plug, if you are on Twitter... Do yourself a favor, follow at TNA Creative. I may or may not be involved with it. It may be awesome.
I like it.
Yep.
Yes. Brett.
Just WrestleChat.net and CamelClutchBlog.com is another site that I blog for occasionally.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Everybody check out Game Show Garbage and GS Garbage at W83.com. We inducted the most requested induction so far. Turkey!
Yes.
Oh, freaking God, Wendy Williams is on my TV screen, so that means it's time to say goodbye.
How you doing?
So, for Carl Schneer, Jim Williams, Brett Clendale Jr., Typho,
Daniel.
Clendaniel Jr.
Close enough.
That's why you're a sub host.
Yeah,
I'm Robin P.
You're Robin.
Man.
You're Robin Seidelman.
Robin Seidelman. Actually, I'm Robert Q. Seidelman saying good night, good news. Nikki Hinman will be back next week here on the North American Wrestling Connection. We're a big deal fairly quick.
Hugs and hand pounds, y'all.
Yeah.
Word to your mother.
Just can talk about my mama. What up with that?
Good night.
Good night, gentlemen.
Night, all.
Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, and CLWA3.com. CLWA3 Network is all over the internet, online, on demand, and on the go.